It's a very vibrant, dynamic and confident country.
Dr. Keith Strange, a senior lecturer in history at the University of Wales Institute, Cardiff.
Its economy is dominated by coal. Productions reached record levels in 1913, and giant combines like Powell Dufferin, for example, could contemptuously dismiss any future threat of oil. And the coal field absorbed the foodstuffs, the clothing and the labour of rural Wales in ever greater quantities. Politically, it was still overwhelmingly liberal, although bubbling up in the valleys, of course, and increasingly militant socialism was growing, and it was convinced that the miners' next step would be a triumphant one. And, of course, throughout the Principality, the power of the chapel was still very, very awesome. And yet the war destroyed this vibrancy and this dynamism. It shattered the Welsh economy, and it destroyed the Liberal Party. It first divided the Labour movement, then it crushed all optimism in the bleak depression, which was its aftermath. And never again would the pulpit exercise such a grip on a people who increasingly turned their backs on the preachers.